This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, special weekend edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. I know yesterday I had a big event in Orem, Utah, and Jonathan so graciously agreed to be the weekend transition for everybody to chill out, relax, and as if we're still at your Halloween party, Jonathan.
Well, it was a great bash, Robert. Quite a bash.
I saw the pictures, and I just... You know, again, I've seen Halloween parties. The first one I attended was a couple of years ago at your place, and it's only gotten bigger and better, and I hope to be able to attend again next year. But my gosh, these dancers in the water, whatever you call these little aqua lilies, were there from Hollywood. I mean, just amazing, amazing event. And shout out to Liz Reitzig and family. Her kids came and saw it and were part of it as well.
Yeah, we are grateful for Liz and for her children being there, and there's so many people there. Dan Burton, John Doolittle, former members of Congress came. Mm-hmm. People from the Washington, D.C. area, a whole bunch of people. About 650 folks came.
Wow.
It was quite a bash, Robert. Quite a bash.
And was the water warm enough for those aqua lilies? Because I know it's chilly up there in the fall.
Yes. Well, it's heated, and it was 90 degrees in the water when they were in there, so they were happy.
They were very grateful, I'm sure. Well, Jonathan, there's a lot of news to cover, obviously, heading into the midterm elections this very next week. And, one of the biggest stories of the past week has been President Trump's threat to end birthright citizenship by executive order. We're learning now he's kind of backing off on that and saying, hey, maybe Congress is better at doing that. But I wouldn't mind going back to the 14th Amendment with you, if you don't mind, because my reading of the Constitution prior to the 14th Amendment was that there wasn't really a United States citizen. There were citizens of the several states, and yes, there was that official, well, originally a loose confederation of states, then made more official via the Constitution for international law purposes. So the idea of being a citizen subject to the jurisdiction thereof, in law, jurisdiction is everything. What do they mean?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the 14th Amendment on its face would suggest to many people that anyone born here would be a citizen. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. That's the language in Section 1. Now, the problem is what is meant by and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And I
right.
believe that if you, let's say you were pregnant and you were not an American citizen and you came across the border illegally and you gave birth, I don't believe that either you or your child become American citizens under the 14th Amendment because of the fact that you have not availed yourself of a legal right to citizenship such that the government has jurisdiction over you. And in the sense that you, even though the Supreme Court, there's some conflicting precedent on this about privileges and immunities and so on, but rightfully construed, I do not believe that a person who is in the United States illegally can avail themselves of the right to citizenship for their unborn for their recently born child when it appears to be their intention simply to gain access through our border. The president has the undoubted power under the executive provisions of the Constitution for the presidency to protect the borders of the United States, territorial integrity of the United States against any invader, and to rebuff that. If someone succeeds who's an invader in coming into the United States and gives birth to a child, doesn't seem to me to cause them to become citizens subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Rather, they continue to be individuals who have invaded the territory without authorization. So I think that although many constitutional scholars disagree with this, and it would require a rather vigorous fight, I'm sure, in the courts to establish it, it seems to me that rightfully construed, that a person should not be able to avail themselves of citizenship simply because they were able to get ashore without following the legal means to be here.
Right.
Just as it is the case that someone who is here for an extended period of time would not be capable of becoming a citizen just by virtue of the fact of being here.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me likewise the case that anything, you know, if they bring children here,
right,
that those children do not become citizens of the United States either just by virtue of the fact that they arrived on our shores.
Jonathan, if you don't mind, I want to bring up another point of controversy related to the subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Because, I've heard of subject matter jurisdiction, these kinds of things in the legal jargon and their definitions in Black's Law and other places. But, you know, a subject, to me, is anathema to, for instance, what the American Revolution was about, is to not be subjected, not to be subjects of any government, in fact, unless you, of course, volunteered to be part of it, and then there were obligations, there were responsibilities, and there might be privileges afforded to you because of that. But that concept of being subject to the king, for instance, you know, maybe I'm interpreting it wrong, but these are the words I hear.
The 14th Amendment was intended to permit slaves who had been born here and became, after abolition of slavery under the 13th Amendment, eligible for citizenship, to be automatically recognized as citizens of the United States because they had become subject to the jurisdiction of the United States as a result of the abolition of slavery. As a slave, they were chattel. That is, they were property of someone else. They weren't citizens. But once slavery was eliminated under the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, they became citizens under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution because they became subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
So somewhere
here is that
Jonathan,
the legal power of the United States applies to that person.
Mm-hmm.
When a person's here illegally, they are under the radar. They have not availed themselves of due process through the immigration naturalization process to become rightful citizens of the United States. As a result, they're in a no man's land where jurisdiction has not been applied to them by the United States. Unlike the context of the slave who became a citizen with the abolition of slavery because he or she had been born here and was subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
So am I reading the term subject wrong based on my concerns about being a subject of the crown or a subject of any government in that sense that I would perceive the origins of this country, you know, where the people were.
I think you're on to it. But more particularly here, I think it is the fact that these people who have come across illegally have not come through the immigration naturalization process and so are not recognized as subject to the jurisdiction of the United States are not entitled to citizenship And neither are their newborn children. It's just, otherwise you really have a totally chaotic environment in which anyone who gets onto our shores and gives birth is entitled not only to citizenship themselves but also to their children. There's also an inherent dichotomy here created, which raises equal protection issues. If you allow an undocumented child to become a citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment, Section 1, isn't it a denial of equal justice under law or due process if you don't allow their parents automatically to become citizens of the United States likewise?
Yeah, it opens up a proverbial can of worms there, doesn't it?
I think it raises questions about that, because what is to distinguish this person who is a newborn from their parent other than the issue of birth? And virtue, you could argue, well, they're subject to the protection of the 14th Amendment, but recognize they weren't actually availing themselves of the jurisdiction of the United States, and neither were their parents. So in that sense, they're on an equal footing. So I do believe that, I personally favor an interpretation of the 14th Amendment, Section 1, which I believe is more consistent with the founders of, the authors, the congressional authors of the Civil War amendments,
mm-hmm.
that it be applied as it was applied in the context of the newly freed slaves. That is, these were people who were subject to the laws of the United States instantaneously after they were after slavery was abolished. That is not true of an illegal alien in the United States. They're in a no man's land. They are people who are not availing themselves of our laws such that they could be subject to our jurisdiction. They're evading our laws for the express purpose of getting here and avoiding our jurisdiction despite the fact they're here. In that sense, they're no different from any other person who enters the country for a nefarious purpose. They may not have entered the country for a nefarious purpose, but they are committing the nefarious act of being here illegally.
Yes.
So, it's a fundamental question of whether you have availed yourself of the laws of the United States such that you may be subject to the jurisdiction of this country. And they're trying to avoid that.
John,
they don't want the due process of the immigration.
Right. Regarding this caravan, so-called caravan, apparently they've been offered asylum or some kind of protection in Mexico, and they've rejected it by and large. And what does that say about their real motivation here? And also, if they were in trouble in their own homeland, would they not approach the embassy, the U.S. embassy, and seek asylum, in terms of working through due process or jurisdictional issues appropriately?
Right, they would. And the point of asylum is made laughable, isn't it? Because if you were truly fearful for your life and for your family, and you were offered asylum by a neighboring country, you would take it. Even if your ultimate objective would be to become a citizen of the United States, you would accept asylum in another country adjacent to it, to your own country, if you were fearful for your life. You certainly wouldn't extend a journey all the way across these many countries.
Right. Well, it tells you they're disingenuous. Look, we got to take a break. Special weekend edition heading into it with Jonathan E. Moore, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, on the Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Yes, this is a special edition. Don't change your dial. You are hearing Jonathan Emord on a Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show as we head into the weekend. And, Jonathan, obviously we've been talking about the 14th Amendment. I think in a way that you know, most, television and radio shows don't touch on, partly because you're here. But I always have, you know, I like to drill down into definitions of words, see what they mean. Of course, going back to original intent, and I know you do that as well, like, what was being said, what was being written about this idea of the abolition of slavery? Remember at the writing or ratification of the Constitution, they talk about the three-fifths compromise scenario, but that didn't grant citizenship. I think that was for a censorship counts, right, back then.
Well, that was to determine the vote in the states, and it was to recognize, it was a compromise between the slave states and the non-slave states to recognize, you know, that was the case, to recognize some way of counting that would not cause a deficit in the southern states vis-a-vis the northern states because of slave holdings. It was a controversial wrestling of issues at the time, and really exposed a lot of precursors to the Civil War. Sides were taken. Issues were articulated.
Wounds that didn't heal. And, of course, they didn't even heal right away after the Civil War, which is a whole other realm of, you know, how this all transpired. And I'm just fascinated by this history. That's why the opportunity to talk with you about it in a way that's not sensationalistic, as you see the left and the right often will just kind of yell at each other about it. I like taking the intellectual tack here with you and go into that whole history, how this, you know, transformed the country, and yet there were still things that need to be changed. And also the concepts of, you know, sovereignty with the people versus with the king, queen, or government, or president, and how that concept may have shifted with the 14th Amendment, because there's still controversy going back into, you know, the determination or definition of citizenship prior to and after.
Well, recognize that under Section 1 of the 13th Amendment, where it abolishes slavery and involuntary servitude, except when you're duly convicted of a crime, it says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. There it is again, jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the notion is that I think the directly following amendment, 14th Amendment, where it does again reference jurisdiction, is meant the jurisdiction of the United States over the person. So in the absence of jurisdiction over the person, which would exist had they availed themselves of the laws of the United States, but when they're in this no man's land, I would argue that they have not availed themselves of our jurisdiction, and that they are essentially a enemy of the United States. They are an invader into our country here unlawfully, proceeding to perform whatever acts they wish that may or may not be criminal in nature, but nonetheless exploit the resources and available privileges that are meant for citizens. So in that sense, just by being here, they are violating all of our rights, because they are taking from us things to which they have no lawful right. They aren't a citizen. They're here. They're getting income. They're doing one thing or another that avails themselves of the benefits of property and liberty inside the United States without the legal right to be here. So I think we really ought to straighten up and fly right on the 14th Amendment and not take this position that simply by being born here you become a citizen, but rather you must be born here lawfully. That is, you must be in the United States lawfully in the first instance,
mm-hmm,
for the 14th Amendment provision for birthright citizenship to apply.
My reading of like other countries, like, you know, let's say Switzerland, New Zealand, other countries that are considered, you know, pretty modern or democratic, it's not easy to become a citizen as a foreigner to their country. There's a high bar of entry, in other words, and we have people in our country, the leftist politicians, that say everybody should just come in and automatically be here. I'm like, you tried to do that in another country that you lawed that might have more overt socialistic tendencies. And you know, I just think there's a big level of cognitive dissonance on this issue.
Yeah, it's a result of two principal factors. One being political, that is, because the overwhelming majority of those who enter the United States from the southern border are Democrats. That is, they tend to favor the positions of the Democrats in favor of open borders, for example. They are a political force for the Democratic Party that the Democratic Party wants to embrace and understands that if you allow hundreds of thousands of people into this country from Mexico, it will bolster the ranks,
right,
of the Democratic Party.
But that's
large.
A principal deficiency disease on the part of the Democrats. We're going to be right back with more of Jonathan E. Moore's Sacred Fire of Liberty Special Edition. Head into the weekend. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with a series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In the health world, to the power of radio.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's pretty typical, like 2 years into any administration, whether it be Republican or Democrat, the minority party or the party that, you know, is opposite of the president tends to gain seats, a lot of seats, sometimes can take a majority of the seats in the Congress or the Senate. I don't know which way it's going to go, but the pundits were wrong about who would be president, Jonathan E. Moore, in terms of Trump winning over Hillary. Is it possible that they could be wrong about the Democrats gaining control of both houses of Congress coming up?
Well, I think that they are likely over-predicting in the sense that they are estimating that the House will go Democratic and that the Senate might, because, in other words, the blue wave concept. And that is because there are many factors that are against this that people appreciate, not least of which is the extraordinary economy and also the protection of the borders, which is a critical issue for many, many people regardless of political stripe. And they have on the Democratic side essentially a brainless sort of wild view that is, look, you elect us, we will impeach the president. You elect us, we will eliminate the borders. You elect us, we will bring socialism. You elect us, we will raise your taxes. You elect us, we will redistribute income and we'll bring back a welfare state. You know, you elect us, we'll give you free medical care. You elect us, we'll give you free tuition. These, I think, are too simplistic and unrealistic promises, even for those who would like to have them come to pass, in other words, socialists. I think they're an extreme minority, but I think they have to realize that it's unlikely to ever come to pass in their lifetimes. But nonetheless, when it comes to voting, you're in the voting booth, you're going to be thinking about those traditional issues. The typical person, not the young radical who's on welfare or whatever, or the young radical who's in college, or the young radical who is disaffected and unemployed or whatever it is. But the typical American who goes in to cast a vote is going to be thinking about their pocketbook. They always do. They're going to be thinking about, am I better off now than I was 2 years ago? The answer obviously is yes. And whether or not I'm safe. Am I safe? Well, terrorism has been defeated by and large around the world. And when it comes to our southern border, this president is doing everything in his power to stop a horde of people from coming in who are undocumented and illegal. So you've got to think about the effect of that on the mind of a person who's in the ballot booth. They may not like certain aspects of the Republican Party, but they have to admit that when Trump says he's winning, he really is winning. And he is driving a train that is at full speed called the American economy. And you don't want to halt that train. You certainly don't want to have it disabled like it was in the Obama administration. So I have to think that moderate Democrats, that obviously all others who view themselves as Republican, will be strongly motivated to go to the polls and vote. When it comes to Democrats, I'm not so sure that they are as strongly motivated. I think a lot of them are disillusioned with their leadership. I think a lot of them really don't want Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House. And I think when push comes to shove, they pretty much, in their heart of hearts, realize that they're better off now than they were 2 years ago. So I may fall flat on my face, but I am going to predict that the Republicans retain control of the House and gain a number of seats in the Senate. And I think that that's the momentum. I think it's in moving in that direction. And I understand that there are polls in certain swing states that are showing that, you know, there are many pundits, the Cook Report, that are saying, for example, that the Democrats are going to have a sweeping victory, some 20 or 30 seats in the House. Well, I find that far-fetched. It's hard for me to believe. I think people are going to vote their pocketbooks as they ordinarily do. And I don't believe that the radical fringe is comprised of enough people to overwhelm the mass number of people who will vote in favor of keeping what we've got.
Yeah, I don't think you're exaggerating even a little about what the potential the Republicans can maintain a hold and maybe even gain in some cases. Less likely in the House as far as gaining seats perhaps, but last week in D.C. there was another march and event related to a movement called hashtag walkaway. And I think I brought it up with you. I originally interviewed Brendan Strock, who walked away from the Democrats as a lifelong liberal. And he was encouraging people. He himself has become a very avid Trump supporter, Republican. But he said the point of the movement wasn't to become one party or the other as much as is to walk away from the deranged hatred of the left at this point, as it's manifested in largely the party leadership of the Democrats. So I think, to your point, there are a lot of folks that may tend to be more left-leaning, but looking at their own party saying, you know what, this is crazy. And they don't buy into the Trump derangement syndrome. They might not like everything Trump's doing, but they don't fall prey to the fake news media and saying everything the guy is doing is a lie and against the law or against the Constitution. You know how those extreme claims come. And so people are saying, you know what, this is a little wacky at this point. I'm leaving.
And we're still in this situation where people, when they respond to these polls, first of all, the question is whether it's a valid sample ultimately, but nonetheless, when people respond to these polls, frequently there is this antisocial kind of a reaction in this sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are for Trump will not say that publicly. They have been ostracized, they have been criticized, they have been beaten up, they have been made pariahs in their own communities. You even have Trump graciously going to Pittsburgh to express his condolences to the families that lost loved ones in the synagogue, and you find many people in the fringe left saying, you know, you're not welcome here.
It's disgusting.
Outrageous.
It really is outrageous. And
A lot of people, I think, when they answer one of these things, are intimidated because they don't want it to be publicly known. They don't want to have any suggestion of what their real feelings are. And I think a lot of them support Trump but will not publicly say so because they're fearful of retribution. So I think there's a lot of that probably going on that's not adequately filtered. Mm-hmm. I think when people get into the voting booth, though, and they're all there alone and they have the chance to vote in secret, I think that they are going to cast their vote in favor of Republicans. And I do believe that it will be enough to keep the House. And I think there are going to be several gains in the Senate. And I think Trump's power as a manifest leader in favor of free enterprise and protection of this nation is going to ring through with significant protection for Republicans across the country. I think he has, unlike Obama, I think Trump has significant coattails, and I think a lot of people will be viewing this as a referendum on Trump, and that they understand clearly that if they vote Democratic, they really are voting to make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House and to create new gridlock, as Trump said yesterday, in the process that will thwart gains on a new tax reduction bill, on building the wall, protecting Americans' national defense, protecting the nation's border security, and unleashing the great power of the free market by deregulating. And I think that they recognize that any movement in that direction is going to slow down this momentum. You know, a lot of people in the past would vote Democratic because, who are moderates, would vote Democratic because they thought, you know, either it didn't matter whether I vote Republican or Democratic, or I have a sympathy, I want to see some sort of government expenditure or action to help those who are incapable of helping themselves or who are otherwise victims of a malfunctioning economy. That's the typical Democratic line. But what we have with the Trump economy is the proof that a powerhouse engine of free enterprise does indeed lift all boats, and that we have the greatest number of people in the economy, we have the lowest levels of minority unemployment in American history, and we have a gangbusters GDP, and the employment figures are out of this world. So, you know, I mean, people have a lot to be grateful for, and if they aren't grateful, I don't really know what economy they're in. They mm-hmm. probably are not in this economy.
Well, the thing is, last week also Trump met with a conservative black group, and he got, I don't know, they tried to tater him and that group. But the reality is, if you have more or less pigment than one another, that doesn't mean you're supposed to be one party or the other. And that's part of the hashtag walkaway movement, where they basically claimed ownership of certain segments of society, the Democrats. And that if you, you know, don't accept that, then suddenly you're a sellout of some kind, rather than someone who's trying to do better by him or herself or her family, or, you know, that kind of thing. That means we have to look economically at these things.
This is you know, not the party of Martin Luther King anymore. The Democratic Party is not the party of Martin Luther King. It is the party of the young Malcolm X. I mean, it is the party of black power. It's the party of minority power, where they say, look, color matters. Your race matters. If you're white, you're no good. If you're a white man, you're really no good. That is the underlying emphasis of many people who are proclaiming these as democratic values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's most unfortunate because, look, racism, whether it's from a Democratic Party standpoint, Republican Party standpoint, whatever standpoint, is totally unacceptable and revolting. And you know, I don't think that there is any reasonable argument that you could ever make in favor of a color-conscious society in which government granted favors or privileges to one class based on race and discriminated against another. But you've got people who overtly advocate that. And you've got these crazy people like Warren, Elizabeth Warren, and McCaskill, despite her attempt to distinguish herself from Warren, is herself a wacko, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, you've got someone like Elizabeth Warren, who is, has an infinitesimal connection to the Native American population in the United States and proclaims herself rightfully a Native American descendant. That's utter nonsense. I mean, you and I both have probably as much, if not more, Native American lineage than Elizabeth Warren, yet we don't proclaim ourselves to be Indians, American Indians, and the reason for that is that very simple. We are not that. We're Americans. We wouldn't say, oh, I'm a white American. We would never say that. We would never say, oh, I'm an Irish American.
A hyphenated
Even though
American.
You might say I have an Irish lineage.
Right, right.
You know, the point is you're an American citizen, and whether you're black, white, or whatever you are, you're an American. You're an American. You're one part of a one big nation, and we ought not in any circumstance distinguish people under the law based upon their race. And the digression from that fundamental principle, which is indispensable to equal justice under law by the Democrats, is an absolutely revolting cleavage to racism. And
right.
People just
we won't stand for that.
Yeah.
Jonathan, we're out of time here. Sacred Fire of Liberty Special Edition, emord.com, emord.com. Check out all his books there. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being a part of the show, as always, Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jonathan Emord for doing some Sacred Fire of Liberty to get us into the weekend. Also, our good friend, Healing Revolutionary, that is Dr. Frank King, and those remedies are going to be available soon. But the ones that we have highlighted in the notes, including the flu formula, that's something I want you to jump on there. Those are great options, including the topical use products, the oils, for moles and skin tags and things you don't find in a non-toxic way unless you're going to Dr. King, and then you got it covered. We got it covered. By the way, what else we got covered? Upcoming events next week, Wednesday, the 7th of November. I will be back at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store, but a different one, this time up at Sugar House, which is apparently near Salt Lake City, and we'll be broadcasting live again. I don't know if Charlie's going to show up again. That was so cool. Charlie, did you notice in the show? Mm-hmm. How he kept referencing things that only a long-time listener, decade-long-plus listener, would know about the Robert Scott Bell Show. So impressed.
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool because he kept catching me off guard because he would like throw something out there, you know, like, you know, of course I don't ever remember having a mohawk. He did mention that,
and I was
just like, no, I didn't have. I had a flat top.
Yeah,
maybe that's what he was thinking of.
There could have been some pictures we've highlighted over the years.
Dude, he was talking way back into the mid 2000s.
Yeah,
I mean that was kind of cool.
Yeah, really awesome. And so inviting all y'all out if you're in the Salt Lake area next week for that event. Also, remember, share the show. 6 days a week, we go basically all over the health and healing world to bring you the power to heal and bring it back to you, or just remind you that it's always been yours. And we'll, of course, you can do it through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, YouTube. Even on our Friday shows when we might pre-record to get out for the weekend, there's still a static stream that you can share for those of you who like to share it via YouTube. And then occasionally some of the key segments, Super Don says, hey, we need to get that up there at Brighteon.com for our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, to get some good information that we know won't ever be censored. And with that, talk about censorship. This is an interesting family story, right? I came into Utah. I'm like, I've never seen so many kids in my life. Just, you talk about family focus. Wow. Amazing. Now, this story didn't happen in Utah, apparently. I don't think it did, Super Don.
This was at Edinburgh's St. Giles
Cathedral. It's in Scotland. Okay. So our UK Health Radio listeners are going to appreciate this perhaps more than our American listeners, maybe. I don't know. But a tourist was apparently found wandering a cathedral up there with amnesia. You know, like, you're thinking, okay, is this a dementia case? Is this an Alzheimer's case? Why? What was the memory loss source? You know, we want right away go to the medical. And we would be like, you're wasting your time. Don't even go to the medical on this issue. Why, Super Don? Why can't we bring up the medical issues here?
Well, we can't because he didn't actually have amnesia. Turns out that Salvatore Manino, who sounds very Italian, was found confused and walking around, saying he had no idea where he was, who he was, just lost.
Sad.
And so they did a little investigation, and they got suspicious because they found searches on his computer on how to disappear and how to fake memory loss.
Ooh.
I don't know why people screw up when they do this.
Wow.
You know, it's just like, you know, don't just, you know, think about it for a second. You know, people can check, you know, what you do on your computer.
Go
so
yeah.
Anyway, they interrogated him, and he finally cracked. And he said, no, I didn't have amnesia. I actually pretended to have amnesia because I was trying to get away from my nagging mother-in-law.
This is creative. I have to give him props. I mean, you know, he could have yelled at his mother-in-law, screamed at his mother-in-law, get out, I'm leaving. But he was trying, I think he was trying to be polite here.
Well,
like, he doesn't want to let her know that he's upset, so he just goes and fakes amnesia and gets lost.
Either this guy's got some real insecurity problems, or he's really got a very bad mother-in-law. Because
he said what he
wanted to do is he wanted to regain his position as husband and father because he felt his mother-in-law had taken that from him.
Well, hey, so, this is a big deal, folks. You know, the in-law thing is archetypal, true. But if you're a parent and your child gets married, don't be the doting mother-in-whatever or father-in-whatever, for that matter, that makes it so difficult for the kids that are now married to create their own life. So, again, I'm not saying strategically, ultimately, that was a great idea, because the guy admits he never lost his memory. He just wanted to show his family that he was important to them. If I disappear, they'll appreciate me once again. My mother-in-law is making that impossible for my family to appreciate me. Interesting story. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, there's probably better ways to accomplish what you're trying to do.
I think so. And if y'all have any stories about how to accomplish that, let us know. We're going to take a day off, or I will. Super Don will be back with his show, and we'll be back Sunday. And remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.